Mark Harvey, the Essendon assistant coach, has joined us in the box thanks to supergroups.com.au. With the beard coming along, halves too. If you, Scotty, you haven't seen this sort of activity going on from the old teammate for a while.
Mate, I tell you what, I'm still scarred by trying to coach in the forward line. This is it. Lloyd, Lucas and Herdon, and it's all about kick it to me. So I'm still recovering in my coaching repertoire.
I finally know what his natural hair colour is.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Hey, speaking of which, halves, Channel 7 right at this second have got on the 93 preliminary final.
I didn't play, no.
But your hair's gone a few shades darker since those days.
It was the trend in those days,
Did he have the green jeans on?
No, the black leather pants I used to wear straight after the game. Well, that's what I used to put them on.
On the way to where?
Well, we used to mix it up.
Hey, what are you? We're going pretty deep into the list. You've got the Giants, and they've got everything to play for in front of them right now, obviously, with finals still on their agenda. Not so much for you and your mob. We're going pretty deep into your list right now. How much of the playing list will we get a look at between now and the end of the year, do you reckon?
Well, I even think over the last 4 or 5 weeks, we've injected a lot of young players, you know, Laverty, Edwards, Langford, these sort of guys, and they're even being elevated into more prominent positions within our team too. Mm. So we're certainly going to nth degree to find out where everyone's at. So hence a lot of things are happening in around the club at the moment. No doubt you've spoken about the review that the football clubs.
Oh, we're going to wait for
having.
You to get
no,
up.
No, that's
here
okay. That's fine because if you're not going to make the finals, then you may as well fast forward all that. Don't get paranoid about it and work through it and see whether you. Doing everything right.
Haven't they had a bit of a Bob Oates way, though, halves? Like you mentioned, Edwards there. He's been in and out and in and out. I mean, don't these guys come in and you just leave them there?
Yeah, it was probably a little bit unlucky not to be in the team last week based on his previous performances. He was a sub player prior to that. So I think that was a result of him not necessarily playing last week. But no, you're right. They need a bit of continuity and a bit of understanding about what's required at AFL level. So we're about to find out about their decision making and their ability to be able to play different roles.
Hey, Harves, back at the club this year, have you been surprised or alarmed by what the players have faced? Which has compromised what you've been able to do with them.
Yeah, well, that's the interesting part, how you coach through that particular situation. And me being not necessarily, well, I wasn't a part of it, I've been completely understanding of players that are going through the mental application of things that are written up on a daily basis. So that's been interesting. I've been very mindful to coach those guys the right way, knowing that they're going through a different type of hardship. You know, the interesting part about all this is we were going really well until the next thing bobbed up, which was the WADA decision. So, and then all of a sudden, a lot of things have changed since then. So, to be honest, I don't get engaged in discussions about what transpired, what's going on. I tend to stay away from that because it's not my role and I don't want to add to anything that they might be thinking anyhow.
The interesting thing is how to deal with it though. I mean, and keeping the players fresh and engaged in the season.
Do they want to talk about it or do they want to avoid it?
No, they don't necessarily want to talk about it, but they feel, particularly in the back of the WADA decision, they felt there was a need to discuss how they were handling that personally. Yeah. And that was done many weeks ago as a collective, and at least we really understood how it was affecting them.
Harve, see, just with the list. Generally, there's a lot of debate about just how good that list is. I think one of the things which frustrates Essendon people is that the same holes continue to be there. I mean, it's been about 15 years now Essendon's talked about needing some pace in the midfield.
Yep.
Why don't they go out and get it?
Well, they've been compromised a little bit with some draft picks taken away from them over the last year or two. And then naturally, prior to that, we've recruited a few guys that they thought would have been able to handle midfield, that midfield speed and agility that you're talking about, also the pressure skill that's required in that area. So some of those players haven't come up. I think the interesting part from our point of view, Rowan, is that we've got some really good key position players and they're only still young and they're in their prime. So I'm assuming in the next year or two, if we get our draft right and even a little bit of trade, that we can really complement this playing group and get back to the heights of what we need to as a club.
Harves, I reckon you would speak Jake Carlisle's language. I don't know Jake Carlisle very well, but I've spoken to him a few times.
What's his language? I reckon what are you saying about me?
And I reckon you're both pretty honest, pretty uncomplicated blokes who speak the truth. Just like honest, tell me straight up, no BS, just give it to me as it is. And I reckon he would respond well to somebody like you. Have you got a handle on, like a real good handle on whether he's going to be wearing Essendon colours next year?
Well, tell the geographic location of where I grew up, Giller Park, and he grew up in Craigieburn. So they're about 5K apart. Yep. So it's the same sort of growing up pains that we've had.
Yep.
And so I do relate to him quite well. I think right now as we speak, Jake's really happy he's playing back again today. He likes playing that position more so than a forward. But as he knows, we need him to be able to play both ends for us. I don't think he's made up his mind. Mm. And I think there's a genuine desire that Jake does want to stay at Essendon. He might be, if you ask me personally. Mm. And that he really wants to find out and make sure that he makes the right decision. And part of that process will be us presenting to him about where we're going.
Apart from the wider thing to end, Mark, which is probably the biggie, the granddaddy of them all, where do you think the list needs to grow and improve? What area on the ground?
There's no question in the midfield. We need to create some midfielders that the opposition really have to pay attention to. Quite often this year we've played many of our games and we haven't had a player tag any of our midfielders. So that would suggest that we've got an issue. The other area of need is we've had difficulty in the ruck. We've had, you know, Bell Chambers and Joles and McKernan and all these sort of guys.
Is Bell Chambers an A-grade ruckman? Potential?
I look at the current A-grade ruckman and they're all 6'8" plus, then they've got a high leap and they can really mobile around the ground. Now, Tom's not that height, so he has to be able to deal with that in different ways. So, as we know, Tom can also play forward and take a grab. So, is he an A-grader? Not in height and ability to be able to jump and dominate hit-outs for a start, but he certainly is after that.
Yeah. Have some interesting comments from Bomber Thompson yesterday about just the morale of the players. How difficult has it been for the coaching group to keep that up whilst you've been losing? I mean, do you think you've had to sort of treat them differently in that regard to how another coach might be in similar situation in win-loss terms?
I'd like to think that they devoid themselves from media opinion, but as we know, that doesn't necessarily happen. I always keep a fairly good handle myself personally on what's written up about our players, whether it's a positive or a negative. So therefore, that's how you can operate more efficiently as a coach. We don't get bogged down in those opinions, but you're mindful of how you deal with that with the player. You just have a look at his mental psychology and whether that's affecting him. I mean, if that's the case, then you certainly need to go and be as positive as you can on that player moving forward.
You're looking at here, we're into the final quarter and the Giants Rezzies are playing in the Neefle against a Queensland-based team, Redlands. They're about 13 goals up, right? Mm-hmm. And you've scouted the opposition today and you know the talent they've got in their first 22 today and you look at the depth of the talent out here. How difficult is it going to be for Essendon, Richmond, Carlton, Collingwood, all the traditional big Victorian clubs? How hard is it going to be for them to keep pace with the Giants in the next 4 or 5 years?
Well, that's the difficult part. And you're seeing New South Wales and Queensland getting academies and areas of zones preferable to the clubs that are in those states. So, therefore, you're losing that battle as well. Then I think what's going to happen, you'll see the AFL, they'll open up the trade. I don't think necessarily it'll be just 25 or restricted, if you know what I mean. Mm. So hopefully that can open up where it does give you an opportunity as a club to do trades earlier than expected. And then you've got to be so astute with your first round pick and then, for that matter, your third and fourth round pick so you can complement your list as quickly as possible.
Harves, is the key to a good list your first pick or your ability with your third, fourth and rookie picks? What are you...
It's actually both, Scotty. Yeah. I went through the process at Fremantle and we more often than not, I was involved for 5 years of going to the draft and not getting players from other clubs. So that was the focus of the club. What you then have to do is also have the right development academy to be able to back up and reinforce the belief of those picks too. So it is both. And if you get the gems, I remember getting a guy like Zach Clark at pick 39. Now, you could argue if Sandilands wasn't there that Zach might be the number one ruckman. So, and that's been a long process. That's a six-year process that he's still even evolving now. So, but I remember getting Ballantyne and Main and all these sort of guys in around the 20s and the 30s. And, you know, they've been wonderful players.
You mentioned the 5 or 6 year time span to get it right. The club board's far too impatient with that number and make rash decisions as a result that more often than not put clubs further back.
I think always you see on boards now, you see a football director or the mediator between the board and the football department. So he is an important cog how to train or educate board members about patients and what's going on at the club. So that is the complement to making sure that the board doesn't get too edgy and doesn't make quick decisions on what's going right.
Just on that, as an extension of that, where do you reckon, it's a fairly broad question, but you're an Essendon man, you've grown up with the club and it's, you know, one of its golden eras.
Yeah.
It's no question where it is now is probably as low as it's been for 40 years. Where to from here? Because I'm looking at this club long term and seeing a club that's almost starting to lose its identity and soul a bit. I mean, how perilous is the position of the Essendon Footy Club?
Okay, Rowan, so I can go to our membership, which is record amount this year, so 60-plus thousand. So it's not at its lowest depth from a supporter point of view.
Yeah.
I think spiritually, perhaps, what you're talking about on field, there is some real issues that we have to deal with and overcome and make sure that that everyone understands now that we can move on, because I'm assuming next year that this decision will be made, and then we can have a lot clearer picture about how to go about it.
And to that end, you've been asked about how to keep the players up. You've come in with a bloke that you played a lot of footy with, James Hurd, and you've seen him from afar go through the first couple of years of this, and he has responsibility to shoulder for the position that the Essendon Footy Club's in. So no one's saying that he's not blameless in all of this. But how are you seeing him weathering the storm? Is he still confident? Is he still a believer that he can do the job, that he is the man to navigate this footy team, this footy club, you know, through and out of what it's in at the moment?
Scotty knows what he's like. He's resilient. Right now, he is trying harder than ever to make sure that we get as many wins on the board as we can for the remainder of the season. He's still full of energy and excitement about where we can go to in the next 12 months to 2 years. So that's how he drives himself.
Yep.
And does he get distracted? Probably does at times by media speculation a lot and even performance. But that's all the learnings that you go through as a coach. Mm. And it's your ability to be able to come out of those situations quicker and become a better coach. Not necessarily because of it, but having gone through the experience.
What can you tell us about the review, Mark? Who's sort of behind it and who's going to run it?
Well, the CEO is a key driver behind that. I did see some reports about Neil Danaher being involved in that, and naturally the football department where Rob Kerr and Neil Craig will be involved. So that process has already taken place. People are having interviews with those guys and explaining to them where we can do things better.
So is it going to be like the review that, say, Geelong had at the end of 2006, where Cookie went and interviewed a vast array of people that had their opinions? And
because then there's reviews that you never know anything about.
Well, there's and reviews happen every year.
Every year, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It is. So it's a good storyline, isn't it?
I just think ours has become public, which is, it is what it is. And the interesting part, I believe, in all this is what people say during that interview process and how they get the message across about how we need to move forward, opposed to maybe talking through other things that are not necessarily going to bring the club together.
Is one of the messages that's coming through strongest about list management and recruiting?
Well, that's all part of it, Rowan. Yeah, absolutely. As we know, we've got some holes in our squad at the moment that we need to rectify and make sure that this doesn't come up and we don't have inconsistent years. And in fact, we have depth on our list. So we've got a lot of older players on our list that will obviously retire, which will give some breathing space either in the salary cap and or in position. So we've got that opportunity straight away with probably three or four players going to retire. And then we have to make hard decisions on other players, whether they're going to be there for the long term or not.
What about the list manager? He's a long-term list manager.
He's been there a long time, hasn't he,
yeah.
Adrian Dodoro? Look, he's not the only person in that area. Obviously, Merv Kane's there. Coaches have input into what type of players we need, the strengths and weaknesses of our current list. So it's a collective here. And then once we come out of that with a clear picture of what we need to do and who we need to get, then you get on with it quite quickly. And that'll happen in October.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming up.
And you too. And
good luck with that beard. Don't give up on that beard.
You
right?
haven't ever thanked me for your media career when I started on C7 with you, and you're still now the top money earner in the media. Scotty?
Is that footy focus or football feedback?
Footy focus, that's right, Rowan. You're right. You got it.
They were the halcyon days of pay television, weren't they?
I used to sit behind in the cold at Waverley behind the goals commentating, and Andrew Marr used to sit in the box like he is now.
You are one in, Ned up the other. Good to see that one of you's kicked on anyway.
what about Mark? Who's this Poindexter kid wearing glasses next to me?
Poindexter. I actually had a horse called Poindexter, believe it or not. It's no good.
No, we're the money owner. Mark Harvey, who's involved profoundly at the Essendon Football Club. We wish all the best.
Good on you, boys.
Good luck today.
See you,